Hi, everybody. Welcome back to A Man's World, first episode of season 20. Guys, this is crazy. 20 seasons of A Man's World. We got some really exciting episodes coming up. Okay. Ignore how I sound recording this. I have really bad allergies, and the allergies are just absolutely horrible up here at Oswego, but that's another story. Anyways, for this episode, we were joined by Lupa. We talked about so many different things. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload. Everybody, welcome back to A Man's World season 20. As you can tell, I sound better because I had a sinus infection. In the last episode, I had no voice, but now we have a voice and we are back with Lupe Dragon. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So do you want to introduce yourself? Tell me a little bit about you and your music.
Sure. So I'm Lupe Dragon. I am a singer-songwriter. I make like alt-pop, alt-rock music now. And I just turned 25.
That's exciting. You don't look 25.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. I just turned 25, born in 99, so, you know, just right at the beginning of the millennium.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I know, I've interviewed people of all ages from, like, 90 to, like, 100.
That's insane.
Nobody in the hundreds, but in 90. I interviewed a Holocaust survivor one time.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So how did you start music?
So, I was about 3 years old, I think, when I really started to, like, sing around my house and, like, annoy my parents and my sister. Uh-huh. And then when I was in grade school, I did a lot of choir and I did band. I was in, you know, like, the school band and whatnot. Uh-huh. And then when I really started to take it seriously, I started writing original music in my early teens, like 15, 16. Uh-huh. And then when I was 18, I recorded my first EP, and that's when I really started
What? Can you just explain what an EP is for people that don't know what an EP is?
Sure. An EP is short for an extended play. It's basically a shorter form compared to an album. Okay. An album is about 10 songs or more, and okay, an EP is about 6 songs or less.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just sometimes people have mentioned it in the past, and I'll get DMs asking what an EP is, and I'm like, I don't know either.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm totally cool with explaining stuff.
Okay, you can continue now. Sorry, I just, for people who didn't know.
Sure. So that's what an extended play is, / an EP. It's basically a shorter form compared to an album. It's usually a stepping stone for artists, mm-hmm, who don't want to put out a full project. So I put my first one out when I was 19. I started to record it at 18,
but
I
put
it out at 19. And now I've been just experimenting with, mm-hmm, my sound. And right now I'm just in a bit of a rock, pop
that's sick
right now, because that's kind of just like my niche right, mm-hmm, now.
You know what's so ironic? I got you on my For You page this morning.
Oh, really? That is so
funny. I was like, wait, I'm interviewing her. I got you on my For You page this morning. I was like, stop it. Wait, I'm emceeing her today. And that was right after you texted me. I was like, the universe has signs.
The algorithm's working in my favor then. That's awesome.
Yes. It's really funny. I just started using TikTok for all my fans who asked. I, for a while, was very against it. I just started using it. And I'm getting everybody who I used to interview on my For You page.
That is so cool, actually. So now you got to follow them back and see what they're doing.
Now. Yeah, it's really cool. My TikTok, I post videos, like, calling out people, like, my ex. But I won't use his name. I'll just post, like, videos, and it'll get, like, hundreds of views. Like, I posted one to Heartless by Kanye. It had 6,000 views.
Wow, that went viral.
Uh-huh, and then viral. It had, like, 500 likes.
Wow, so a lot of people were engaging with that. They probably resonated with whatever,
yeah,
you're posting.
What type of content do you post on TikTok? Obviously, I know because I've seen it, but for people who don't know.
Yeah, so my content consists of posting clips from live events that, mm-hmm, I'm at, that I perform at. So from open mics, people singing my lyrics. I sometimes do some clickbaity type of content to kind of make people laugh while also promoting my song.
Uh-huh.
I'll occasionally do some trending stuff. I haven't really in a while. TikTok kind of took away all the good sound.
I have a question for you. Did you get the boots stop working that trend on your For You page? I want to start asking that in interviews. That new song's like, did your boots stop working? Did your car break down? That song?
I haven't seen that on my FYP yet. Actually.
I get that every single day.
Yeah, you should send that to me. I'm always open to trying new trends.
Okay, guys, ignore the background. I'm in a college dorm room, so it just picked up a lot of noise in the background. Sorry about that. But no, I always ask people that. If I see something on my For You page, I'm like, did you get it on yours?
Yeah, right now my For You page has mostly just been like...
Oh, wait, one second. Just let these people walk by. It's a little loud, and I don't want it to, like, echo when you're talking. Okay, guys, you can talk again. Sorry.
That's okay. Mostly on my For You page right now has been a lot of animals. I get a lot of cat videos.
Do you get Useless Farm?
Huh?
Did you ever see Useless Farm?
What is Useless Farm?
It's Karen, the emu that, like, attacks her owner. And they call her Karen because she's like a Karen. Then there's Michael, the llama that doesn't have a brain, she says. Then he does have a brain, but it's like a joke because of the way that he looks. And then there's Doug, the pain-in-the-ass pony, who's obsessed with his owner, is up her ass 24/7.
No, I actually have not heard of
her. Oh, my God. I love her. She has the cutest animals. She has Jen and Granite, the emus. Santley, the emu that she dresses up. Karen's hysterical.
I will have to look at this because I have not heard of this before.
Oh, my God. I love her. Love her.
That sounds so funny, though. Yeah.
She's so... You could sit there for hours and just watch her videos.
Yeah, that's usually what I do when I doom scroll on TikTok.
What other animal videos do you get?
Oh, man. I mean, like, I get, you know, like, cats being smart alecks and being rude and stuff. Besides animal stuff, there's this one TikToker that I really love, and her name I think is Tanera, and she makes these food videos where she makes fun of people making like weird comments.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so like the last one I saw was someone making mac and cheese but with cheese balls.
You just read my mind, because I was just about to say I'm on mac and cheese TikTok, so all the different type of mac and cheese recipes.
Yeah, and she made one where someone, like, didn't want to pay the money to get, like, the mac and cheese kit or to make it with cheese, so they boiled down cheese balls, and it was really, really nasty. I didn't like it, but it was super funny to watch the commentary.
That's cool. So I want to ask this, because I like to put you on the spot. What's one artist, and one only artist only, that inspires your music?
Oh, okay, so I have to pick one. I love Dashboard Confessional a lot.
Okay.
I think he is one of the best artists that I ever found in my youth.
Okay.
And he's super cathartic. Chris Carrabba has a way with words and a way with just expressing this, like, angst that's always deep inside me. I think that's part of the reason why, like, I sing the way that I sing and I belt the way that I belt, and just, like, that super huge, like, punk vibe about him. Is something that I'm always drawn to. It's just him and a guitar, and he's just screaming into the mic.
I've never seen him. So people will never ask me, but I always say that the one person that inspires my podcast is Alex Cooper. Call her daddy.
Alex Cooper.
I actually just thrifted a pair of her sweatpants from her Barstool era that says "Call Her Daddy" single era. Call Barstool Sports NY.
Yeah, I love the Call Her Daddy podcast. I love the interview that she did with Demi Lovato.
That one was fantastic. I just found out my friend of a friend had informed me who's informing. We have like a festival here where people perform, and I think I know who's coming. I can't say it on here because it hasn't been announced publicly, but she had interviewed him on Call Her Daddy.
Really? That is going to be so
fun. I think, but I don't know for sure, so I'm not going to spoil anything. But it was down to two artists.
Well, you'll have to let me know, because that would be really cool.
I can text you. I just can't say it on here because everybody follows me from school.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's down to either being Offset, a Boogie, or Sway Lee. Those three.
Those are some good choices.
Yeah, I don't know which one for sure, but I'm manifesting a Boogie.
I like a Boogie, too. So I would give a vote to him.
I gave a vote to him, but my friend had informed me today that a Boogie is not touring anymore. He canceled his tour because he's working on his album. So there's a chance that a Boogie might turn down performing here.
I mean, you never know. Some people cancel things and then they'll come back and do stuff. I mean,
yeah, so that's why I'm hoping it's a Boogie, but I'd be chill with it being Offset or Sway Lee. I've never seen Offset live, and I would love to hear Jealousy live.
That would be cool. I haven't seen any of them live.
I've seen a Boogie live. I went to his concert, and I got to meet him. I got to meet him.
So
yeah.
How was that?
He's so tiny in person. Like I was taller than him. And I'm short. Wait.
Wow, really?
Can I stand somewhere? I can stand right back here. I'm short. See, like, I'm tiny. So, compared to him. So now I had another question. We were talking about this on camera, off camera, and I want to bring this up. You said you collect squishmallows. So how many squishmallows do you have?
I wouldn't say I necessarily collect them, uh-huh. but I do get them as a gift. I've actually never bought one for myself. I bought them as a gift, but never for myself. So, I have a big blue sloth.
Okay.
One of them. Then I think I have a dog, and then I think I have a cat, and then I have two rainbow ones.
Oh, cute.
One is like a little dog that's a rainbow, and the other one is literally cute. just a rainbow.
I have this cat.
Very cute. I like the pink.
Thanks. Yeah. I love squishmallows because I like to sleep with them, but also I have anxiety, so like it's sensory.
Yeah, that's good for that.
Yeah. So now I like to ask this question. I always ask this. This is very off topic. I'm aware it's off topic, but I have to ask because I'm always looking for new shows. What is your favorite show of all time?
One Tree Hill.
I've never seen that. Is it good?
Oh, man. That is my favorite show of all time. It's literally, like, I think part of my personality at this point.
Uh-huh.
That's how I found all of, like, the bands that I listen to now. Like
that's crazy.
Confessional, Jack's Mannequin. Jimmy Eat World guest starred on the show, Not a Surf. I have a tattoo of their lyrics here because they were on the show.
That's so sick.
That show influenced me a lot.
Okay.
It's a great show. It's very 2000s, the first season from like 2003. But a lot of people that you might know are in the show, like Chad Michael Murray, who's been in another a Cinderella Story,
uh-huh.
Freaky Friday. He's in that show.
Oh, cool.
So that's
his show. So I switched up. My new favorite show is Power Rangers currently, like the Power Rangers series.
Oh, cool.
And did you know that the girl who plays Mrs. Diaz and Stuck in the Middle played the yellow Power Ranger in Power Rangers Lost Galaxy?
I did not know. I never really got into Power Rangers. I think my nephew was super into it because he likes all the superheroes.
Yeah.
That was really cool to
Get. And did you also know that? Did you ever watch Teen Wolf?
I did watch a little bit of
Okay, Daniel, so Derek Heal's sister, Cora, was played by the girl who played Tanya Seven in Power Rangers.
Wow, there's a lot of lore here, I could see.
Yes, there's a lot of actors and actresses that were in other TV shows. There's two Disney stars.
Okay.
Two actors that I knew. And then did you know that, this is just a fun fact, the actor who played the Power Ranger, the Red Power Ranger in Ninja Storm, he committed suicide in like 2021 or 2019 and died. And then David J. Frank, the Green Power Ranger, committed suicide and died.
That sucks.
Yeah, but it's very interesting because a lot of the Power Ranger actors have died from suicide.
That low-key made me think of the show Glee and how they say that the show is cursed.
Yeah.
He made me think of that. Like, it gives me the chills.
It does. It does. But Power Rangers is such a good show. I'll tell you, the older ones, my opinion, the older ones are better than the newer ones.
Yeah, I feel like that's true for a lot of shows and movies. When they try to reboot something so many times, it can only be so good, you know what
I
mean? Like, nothing beats that nice, like, OG feel or something.
Yeah. So now I always ask this, what's your favorite movie, like, early 2000s movie?
Well, that's most of the movies that I say are my favorite. That's tough. Do I have to pick one?
No, you don't have to pick one for that. I'll go first. I love Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters.
Okay, that's a good choice. That's a great series.
It is.
I first think about the Disney Plus series, too.
It is. I can't wait for the second season because it's going to be Sea of Monsters.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, my top two would be A Walk to Remember.
I've never seen that.
And Step Up, the first Step Up.
I've seen Step Up. I've never seen Walk to Remember. Is it good?
It's good. If you're into the romantic dramas, it's very, very good. It's based on the book A Walk to Remember by Nicholas Sparks. But the original book, I think, is set in like the 50s, I believe. And I haven't read the book in so long. And then the movie is set in the 2000s. Mandy Moore is the leader.
I like Mandy Moore.
Yeah, she did the voice of Rapunzel and Tangled. She
That's sick.
A couple stuff. Yeah, she was in that.
That's cool.
And I think that might have been her first movie that she was in, if I recall. So
my other favorite movie is Narnia.
Ooh, that's a deep cut. That is a deep cut. I love Narnia.
I love Narnia. And then also, people view... I don't look like this type of person, but I love Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter. Actually, I could see you being into Harry Potter.
No, every time I say that, people look at me and they're like, you watch Harry Potter? It's like, of course I do.
No, I could totally see that. I feel like you have that vibe because you're into all these, like, super, like...
Natural.
Like, fan-based types of movies.
Yeah.
Power Rangers has a fan base.
Yeah.
Jackson has a big fan base. I feel like it's part of that, like, mm-hmm. like kind of sci-fi.
Yeah.
And superhero mm-hmm. type thing.
And then, obviously, my other favorite movie is Flipped. It's about that boy and the girl who fall in love with each other, and then the boy's, like, an asshole to the girl. I meant the author.
I haven't seen Flipped, and nor have I heard of it.
It's such a good movie, and it's a book. The movie is as good as the book.
Okay, so I'll have to check out the book. I have a laundry list of books I need to get to.
I'm reading The Summer at... Are you reading any books right now?
Yes, I am reading a book right now. I'm reading Wherever You Go, There You Are. It is a book about mindfulness.
I've read that book.
Oh, really? Did you like it?
I read it in middle school.
Oh, really?
Okay. It was good. I don't really remember it because it was such a long time. I'm currently reading The Summer I Turn Pretty.
I've heard really good things about the TV show for that
one. The TV show is so good, but I was like, you know, I like the TV show, so I might as well read the book. So now I like, yeah. This is a new question that I want to ask, because, you know, like, our room, I always say that a bedroom is your personal, like, description of you. What's your favorite thing in your bedroom that you think describes you as a person?
I think it'd be a tie between the tapestry uh-huh. and the poster of Kurt Cobain that I have.
That's cool. My favorite thing.
Good mix.
So my favorite thing in my bedroom is my butterfly painting. My friend, she has Down syndrome, and she knows that I'm obsessed with butterflies. So she makes fun of me. And I walked in one day, and she's like, "I made this for you." She goes, "Cause you're obsessed with butterflies, and you're gonna turn into one."
Butterflies are very cool creatures. Think about the way that they live in the cocoon.
They are.
And then they like bloom. I think that's yeah. So fascinating.
Well, fun fact: I'm wearing all these butterflies around my neck.
Cool, yeah.
I love butterflies. Everybody says that I'm going to turn into one when I pass away, and I'm going to come back and haunt everybody as a butterfly. So now, go ahead.
Sorry, I wanted to ask you, because you brought that up, yeah. Have you ever been to a butterfly farm before?
Not when I'm older. When I'm younger, yes. I want to go now that I'm older.
Yeah, because they're super cool. They just, like, encage them. They have flowers around for them to, like, fly to and, like, pollinate
yeah.
plants. It's very, very cool to go inside.
I really want to go. You know what I love? I love to go. I want to go to, I want to do dolphin swimming with the dolphins.
That's, I want to do that, too.
That's the one thing. So now, do you have a favorite animal or, like, an animal that you think represents you?
I love all animals, but my favorite animal would be a penguin.
That's cool. I've gotten a hold of a penguin before.
You're literally living my dream, because I want to do that so bad.
I got to go on a field trip, and I got to hold a penguin, and it pooped on my friend.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I got to hold a penguin, and it sat on my lap and everything.
But it pooped on your friend?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, if a bird poops on you, I guess it's good luck, but I don't know if it counts for a penguin.
I don't know. You know, I want to ask this. What's your favorite song? Like, your favorite song? You can pick more than one for this.
I guess I'll pick, like, a couple. So,
okay.
My all-time favorite song is The Mixtape by Jax Mannequin.
I've heard that.
My most, like, played song is... It's the song that got me into that whole band, and they're just super great. Currently, I've been listening to a lot of Chelsea Cutler. I did a meet and greet with her, and I went to her concert.
That's cool.
In February, she's so talented and amazing. And my favorite song off the new record she put out was Hold Me While It's Ending, featuring Matt Mason, who's another artist that I've been able to meet and go to his show. I guess I'll throw this in there because I mentioned him. Mm-hmm. I really love What's the name of the song? Tribulation by Matt Mason. That's a really good deep cut for him. And then I'll add a Dashboard song, Swiss Army Romance. That's like one of the first songs I heard. There's no drums or anything. It's just him and a guitar, and he's just wailing at it. And those are a couple.
That's cool. Really good ones. I've never heard any of those. Everybody knows my top song of 2023 was Headshot by Little TJ504 and Apollo G. I love Headshot. Now, okay, I don't look at the type of kid to listen to rap, but I love King Von. So, Took Her to the O by King Von is another one of my favorite. Then, by A Boogie, I have two, Love, Drugs, and Sex, and Reaper. I love those songs. And then, just to throw it in here, because we mentioned her, Demi Lovato, I love, 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 Neon Lights.
That's a great one. I like the rock album that she
put out. Well, funny enough, I love
Bones. Bones is a good song.
Yeah, I love from the rock album, I love Give Your Heart a Break.
That's from the revamped album. That one is amazing because she revamped all her old songs from the Holy Fuck album. I really just, I don't know if I could pick one favorite.
Yeah.
The album from top to bottom was so well done.
And then because we mentioned Offset, I love Jealousy. And then also another one of my favorite, and people, when I say this, are like so shocked. I love Bad by Extension. It's one of my favorite songs by him. It's just like, you know what? You can't understand what he's saying in the song, but like I can kind of understand it. And then, since everybody knows my top artist is Little TJ, I also like Go Crazy.
Okay, so you like some rap in there. I really like rap. I haven't heard those songs before. When it comes to rap, I love the old stuff. I love Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
As far as, like, new school, I like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar.
J. Cole actually performed at my school back in 2018.
You get a lot of cool people to perform.
Uh-huh. Party Next Door performed last year.
I've seen him live before. He's great.
I've never heard Party's music. Everybody comes at me. I'm like, I don't really listen to Party, but
I love Party.
I'm hoping the artist this year I listen to so I can go.
Yeah, because then you could jam and like you know the words.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I'm That's hoping fun. It's a Boogie, guys, because I love a Boogie. But thank you so much for coming on. I'm gonna link all this stuff below. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload. Listening to this week's episode. I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload.